couldn't believe it when I came home from work early today. There was my teenage daughter lying on the living room floor watching a dirty movie on TV with her school uniform, short skirt raised up above her waist, and her panties slung around just one leg, her legs spread wide, and her fingers in her cunt, moaning and groaning as she watched the scene on the TV unfold. She was watching a gangbang dirty movie on the TV where the older man, the teacher, was fucking one of his female students in the classroom while all the other kids were standing around in a circle watching him do it, watching the teacher stick his big, hard cock inside the girl's wet slit, pushing and poking and squeezing it in, and while all the time she was screaming that it hurt. It was too big. Take it out. Please take it out. But then she said it started to feel good and for the teacher to do it some more. I think the movie was called Sex Ed Gangbang or Roman Orgy 101 or something like that. I can't remember for sure, but I've seen it before with hubby late at night while our daughter was sleeping. We like to watch dirty movies, hubby and me. So in the movie, while the teacher was fucking the girl, all the male students had their dicks out of their pants and were jerking off as they watched. And all the girls had their hands in their panties, fingering their wet cunts as they also watched the action. I was quietly standing in the doorway watching the action on the TV, too, alternating between watching the TV and watching my daughter finger her virgin cunt. It was one of hubby's and my favorite movies. I thought to myself, my, my, kids sure do grow up fast these days. Look at the little slut finger fuck herself as she watches a dirty movie. I guess she's ripe to get fucked. I can't wait until her daddy gets home from work tonight. We've been waiting for this moment for 18 years, and now it's finally arrived. I could tell my little girl was coming on her fingers as she watched the teacher fuck the girl on the screen, and I could see her eyes light up with curiosity as the camera zoomed in on all the boys stroking their dicks, and then they were shooting their spunk loads out onto the floor as they couldn't contain their excitement of watching a girl get fucked for the first time. Oh, to be young again. And then I watched as my own little girl came on her own fingers. Just wait till she gets a cock inside her fuckhole for the first time. If she thinks coming on her own fingers is great, wait till she experiences a big hard cock fucking her gash. I quietly snuck back to the bedroom where I could finger fuck myself properly and use my big black dildo while I waited for hubby to come home tonight. Boy, would I have a story to tell him. I couldn't wait. I had just finished coming for the third time when I heard hubby coming up the drive. I quick pulled up my pants and rushed out to the living room where I could greet him properly with a big kiss on the lips and a quick feel on his cock bulge. Then I whispered in his ear, "Tonight's the night." And he knew immediately what I was talking about. He gave my ass a quick squeeze and whispered in my ear, "Fine. I've been waiting to fuck her for ages. Make it good. Ham it up. Put on a good show." I pulled away from his embrace and walked into the living room where our daughter was looking all prim and proper, sitting on the sofa watching the Hallmark Channel like nothing was out of the ordinary, pretending that she just didn't have her fingers up her snatch an hour ago. So I decided to confront her and let her know that I knew her dirty secret. "Tell Daddy what a naughty little girl you were. Tell him how you were playing with your cunny while you were watching that dirty movie on the TV. The one where the old man teacher is fucking his student while all the other kids in class watched and jerked off. Daddy wants to know how naughty you are, so tell him all about you touching yourself. Tell him how you had your fingers in your gash and were fucking yourself and moaning and saying things like, 'Yes, I want that to happen to me too. I want to be that girl. I want to have a man's big, hard cock fuck my cunny like that teacher's doing.' You didn't think I saw you, did you? Oh, stop your fucking crying, you little bitch, while I tell him. Daddy, this little slut was touching her cunt, just like I said. Oh, for fuck's sake, stop your fucking crying and get undressed and show Daddy your little cunt, you dirty girl. He needs to inspect it to make sure you didn't hurt yourself and to make sure you're old enough. Old enough for what, Mommy? Oh, just never you mind. You'll see soon enough. Now take off all your clothes. As her daughter stripped off her white blouse, her short plaid skirt, and her pink panties with the little kittens on them, I could see her daddy's cock bulge was getting bigger. My husband has a big cock and a high sex drive. He has to come 3 or 4 times a day, and his balls are fucking huge. We had often talked about our daughter and how pretty she was and how we both wanted to fuck her when she grew up. Now it was going to happen today on her 18th birthday. Come on, lie back down on the floor like you were earlier today. Spread your fucking legs apart. Wider, and show Daddy your cunt, and tell him what you did, you dirty girl. Daddy, I'm sorry. I didn't think Mommy saw me. I thought I was alone, and I turned on the TV, and there was this movie playing. It must have been the same channel that you were watching last night, Daddy. And there was this schoolroom with all the school desks, but nobody was sitting in them. Instead, all the boys and girls were standing around in a circle, watching the teacher with his suit coat off and his pants and underwear down around his ankles as he was sticking his big, huge cock inside this girl's cunt as the other kids watched. And it made me feel all funny, Daddy, down there between my legs. And so I started touching my little princess parts. I'm sorry, Daddy. Please, don't be mad at me. I could tell hubby wasn't mad by the size of his cock bulge. His cock was so hard, he was tenting his pants, and I could see a big wet spot forming on the outside of his pants. I could tell his cock was just aching to be set free, aching to feel his daughter's lips around it for the first time, aching to feel his daughter's cunt as he popped her cherry. Daddy said, "There won't be princess parts anymore, not after I fuck them." And then he unzipped his pants and pulled out his big cock out through the zipper hole and started to stroke it right in front of our daughter. I could tell she'd never seen a grown-up adult prick before, and she was kind of scared of it, it being so big, so thick, so swollen, so firm. A big monster prick hanging halfway down her daddy's legs. After all, it's not every day that a virgin girl gets to have her cherry popped by a 10-inch monster dick and by her very own daddy to boot. I decided that I had better lick and suck her gash to get it ready for what was coming, seeing as how it was her first time and everything, her first time for getting fucked, and fucked by her daddy, no less. As I licked her from her asshole to her clit, I marveled at how sweet her snatch was. Virgin cunt always tastes the best. I love the taste of my daughter's cunt. It was so wet and juicy. And all the while I was doing this, she was watching her daddy stroke his big prick and get it ready, ready to fuck her with. I could tell she was a little scared of it because it was so big and she'd never seen a man's cock before. Daddy asked her daughter, "Do you like Mommy eating your little cunt?" And her daughter moaned, "Yes, it feels so good, Daddy." "Louder, you little slut. Tell Mommy you love her eating your cunt."
"I love it, Mommy. I love you eating my cunt."
Hearing my baby girl saying cunt was exciting. So I said to Daddy, "Teach her all the fuck words. You know how much I love dirty talk." So Daddy had his daughter begging me to eat and slick and suck and lick and just, ow. Eat her cunt, to lick her sloppy snatch, to tongue fuck her filthy fuckhole. While I was eating our daughter's snatch, I was fingering my own cunt, humping my fingers on my clit, and I came so fucking hard hearing our baby say those things, and I hoped she would say more dirty things when Daddy finally popped her cherry and fucked her for the first time. While I was feasting on her sweet snatch, Daddy had gotten down on his knees right by her head and was feeding her his stiff prick, rubbing it all over her pretty little face, leaving a trail of pre-cum over her cheeks and her forehead and her nose, rubbing his tip against her lips and then telling her to open her mouth. It was time for her to taste her first cock. And so she opened her mouth, and in a flash, her daddy's tip was inside, rubbing all around the inside of her mouth, and then he told her to lick the tip. To suck on it like it was a lollipop. And then to suck the tip. Just like trying to get the creamy center out. And pretty soon, hubby was fucking her little mouth. No deep throat, just the first 3 inches in. Just getting her used to sucking out a cock, used to the feel of a cock inside her mouth, used to the taste of a man's pre-cum, used to the dirtiness of sucking on a man's prick and having him rub his dirty cock all over her pretty face, in and around her lips, all around the inside of her mouth. And then Daddy told her to try and stick her tongue inside his slit to get all the man juice out. Daddy is such a good father, patiently teaching our young daughter to suck cock. Because we both know that she was going to be sucking lots of cock in the future. Then I told her it was time.
Time for what, Mommy?
Time to get fucked. Now spread your legs really wide because it's fuck time. Then Daddy lifted her up onto the sofa and got between her legs. His cock was sticking straight out. I had never seen it so hard before. And he was leaking pre-cum like you wouldn't believe. I didn't want his big, huge fuck stick to hurt our little girl too much when he poked it inside her for the first time. So I took a hold of his prick shaft and rubbed the head of it up and down her slit. She was wet from my spit on her cunt and some of Daddy's pre-cum, but I knew it would still be a tight fit. After all, she was just 18 and still a virgin girl, and her daddy was a big man with a big stiff prick. I got in a 69 position with her so that my face was right at cunt level and could watch the action as hubby sank his big, huge dick inside her little girl for the first time, and I could lick her clit at the same time. And so, with one hand, I spread her cunt lips apart and guided her daddy's cock into her virgin fuckhole. She yelled out, "Ow! Ow! Daddy! Ow!" as the prick filled her cunt. She was yelling and screaming that his cock was too big, that it was hurting her. And so, to stop her screaming too loud, I shut her up by forcing my cunt down hard under her mouth. All this sex had me on the verge of coming again, and me forcing my cunt hard under her screaming mouth and her hot breath and yelling into my cunt made me come again. I suppose I should have felt guilty, but all I felt was lust. I was grinding my gash so fucking hard under her face, it's a wonder she could still breathe. As I looked down at her daddy's prick spearing into her cunt for the first time, him pushing and grunting and saying how tight her snatch was, I could see her hips moving. Why, the little slut, she was fucking back onto his meat. The filthy little cunt was enjoying this. She was enjoying getting her cunt plowed by a big cock. I lifted my snatch off her face and told her to tell Daddy what she was feeling.
"Can I say and use the fuck words, Mommy?"
she asked. And I said, "You can say anything you like, sweetheart."
Daddy, I love you fucking me so much. At first it hurt, but now it feels wonderful. I feel like a grown-up woman now. I can do what I've heard the big girls say, and I can do it. And, oh, Daddy, I can take my daddy's big prick inside my fuckhole. And I love Mommy licking and sucking my cunt, too. And I love licking Mommy's cunt as well.
And Daddy said, you little slut, I'm going to come in your greedy little fuckhole. I'm going to spunk a big load in your gash. Get ready. Get ready to take my load. It's got a big load. I can tell. My balls are so big, they're swollen for cum. Just for you, little girl. And then Daddy was pounding her former virgin cunt raw, bareback, no condom. And she would just have to take her chances on not getting preggers. All the time moaning and groaning about how tight her little satch was around his big prick. His cock was so big. How he was going to pump her full of his jizz. And how she needed to learn how to take a man's cum up her fuck chute. Oh, he wasn't able to get all of his cock inside her before he hit her cervix, but he pumped as much of his cock inside her as she could take, all the time grunting and groaning, asking her little girl if she could feel his cock getting bigger, asking her how she liked the feel of a man's cock inside her for the first time, asking her if she was ready to take his load, that he was close, and then he said he couldn't hold it back anymore. Here it comes. And his daddy pumped our daughter full of his jizz. Oh! 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 I watched the little slut milk his balls and tongue kiss him. And that made me finger fuck myself even more and come again. After Daddy shot his spunk up inside his daughter, he collapsed on top of her. I had to tell him to be careful so as not to smother her because she's so small for her age after all. And so he partially raised himself up with his elbows. And then I watched as Daddy's cock shrunk and slipped out of her cunt. And his cum seeped from her cunt and ran down over her taint and down onto her asshole. There was so much of it. His white drizzle like icing on a cake. And I was thinking, what a great picture that would make for the future after she's had many loads of cum in her fuck shoot. I'm thinking about the many loads of spunk she'll get once we whore her out to friends and strangers. No point in having a horny little slut and not making some money off of her dirty mouth and tight little cunt. Damn, I wish I'd taken a picture of her first time.